it's taken a second. Like, that's just naturally how it goes sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, how long have you been sitting on some of these songs?
Well, Neon Signs, which is the one that we just released, the single that we released this past week, that was an earlier song. Like,
it was before Lee, right?
Like, Shane helped write that one.
Yeah.
And that would have been, I don't know, like, when would that be? Like 2022-ish, I want to say?
Well, Lee joined in 2021, so.
No.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Oh, right, right.
No, about 2021.
Writing with the old bass player on the side? Oh.
No, Neon's about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, so that would be the old, yeah. The oldest of the bunch, yeah. the new batch of songs.
But Radio, Lights Out, and then what's the other one? Onto You.
Yeah.
Onto You is the most recent.
That would be the most recent out of the three, or out of the four, yeah.
The last year or two.
But yeah, like, so we attempted recording this EP. That would have been
2023.
And then it just, yeah. And it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. And so we've kind of been sitting on it. We've been sitting on a lot of these songs. And then last summer, we went back into the studio and recorded the four songs.
Yeah. We tend to record live. Yeah, so we'll do a bunch of shows, and then we'll set up a recording session, and then just so we know the songs quite well, and then we'll try and do it in one take usually.
Or two takes.
Yeah,
it's certainly the most affordable way to do it.
Well, it's just the feel
and
as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that too. I feel like you lose that energy sometimes.
We debate about using a click, you know, and it we don't want it to be too robotic.
Yeah.
Like Neon. Well, you'll hear a Neon hawk, Neon, we speed up, you know. But I don't mind the imperfection, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally, yeah. There's a little color to it. Yeah, color and character.
It's funny, because just to peel back the curtain, pull back the curtain a little bit on what we're doing here, we're recording live to tape, right? Yeah, and it's that same thing where, like, it's better to just do it all in one go and live with it as it is, like, do it as well as you can, as opposed to trying to stitch it together from a bunch of different parts. And I mean, it depends on what kind of music you're making and all of that, but particularly for, like, the very broad, like, rock music, there is something about the feel and the timing and just how everything isn't perfectly lined up, and yet it is, right? And that's what, like, groove and all of that comes into it, right?
Yeah, totally.
I hadn't... earlier question before we went to that, but it was like regarding these songs in particular, do you tend to write songs independently of like the intention of putting out a record? Like, you like go song by song basis, you're not like, okay, let's put together an EP, let's write for an EP, or you're just like, let's write songs and be like, you know what, this collection works together.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's the second of the two that you're mentioning. Yeah, we just write songs and then we just see which ones we think would fit well together. Yeah.
Do you find that like, are there songs that just like don't make it past, or like they have their expiry date, you just kind of stop rehearsing them, you stop playing them live, and they just kind of fall away? Or do you like capture most songs that you guys write?
We always record on like an iPhone or something, so we've always got some sort of version of that song. But yeah, no. If you look at our first set list, sorry, the set list from the first show, I can't see it right now, but I imagine how many songs of that list, of that set list, do we still play?
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two. Yeah. You know. So yeah.
We sometimes try to play them.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Try to remember.
Horrific.
It's fun listening back every once in a while. Yeah. Where you're just like, oh, there was a good idea somewhere, right?
Totally, yeah.
And just, have you gone back and like recycled things and just like reworked them that maybe from earlier songs?
We keep, make new songs? We always talk, the other single on, or the other early single on Bandcamp, forgive me, what's it called again? Don't Waste It.
Yeah, Don't Waste It.
We always talked about redoing that one again.
Yeah.
Like, rearranging it, but we just never got around to doing it. Mm. And it's like, well, do we need to? Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, because we got good feedback on that one.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was one that we've never played that song live.
No.
There are a few ones from The Drive that we're reviving before I was in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's one in particular.
Which one?
Where, the one that doesn't have a title.
Yeah.
Oh, the new
one. We're like, hey, just maybe. Dust the cobwebs off this one. And
yeah. Every band has new song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old new song.
Well, yeah. New too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm always interested in how, like, time factors into the writing process and what going back to old songs looks like.
Recency bias as well plays a big factor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lee, what's it like for you to try to tackle those old songs that are, you know, that you didn't have anything to do with writing?
I find it fun, because I can add a little bit of flavor to it, but I like to keep it true to what it was as well. So for Neon Signs, like, I definitely kept some of the stuff that Shane had in there, but added a little bit more as well. So, yeah. Because I think he always wrote some pretty creative stuff as well. He was melodic and... He was a really good bass player.
So. Yeah, I think there's probably a definite through line from your style and his style, right? Like,
for sure.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But should we've teased Neon Signs. Should we dig into that one?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. Any other cool, fun facts about this song that we should know?
This one's a fun one. It's all about, basically, I mean, kind of just reflecting on my time abroad in Korea. And so... It's just, yeah, it's a fun one.
An ode to Korea.
We spent, I mean, I lived there for almost a decade. Craig lived there off and on for about the same amount of time. So it just brings back a lot of memories.
What put you there in the first place?
Just teaching English abroad,
Yeah.
1 year turned into nine. And
I was a wife and a child. I was in a band in the UK. We were signed. And then the usual thing happens where you get dropped and your life falls to pieces. So I was like, I'll go away for a year, teach English in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And then never went back to the UK after. That was 2006, so it's been a while.
Did you get fluent in Korean then?
I wouldn't say fluent. My wife is Korean. I should be actually way more fluent than I am. But,
you should be.
I should be.
So, I have an excuse.
Yeah, you do have an excuse.
Is there a Korean set of the Penpal Aloha songs?
A Korean set?
How do you mean?
Like, can you translate Pen Pal Aloha songs into Korean?
Steve.
Right now?
Live. As we play the song.
Yeah, sorry, I meant
radio.
Now.
Radio.
Radio. So
radio is radio.
Radio.
There you go. Look, you just got to start on it. New project after the EP comes out.
In the old band, in Dongbyo, Please Box, we had one song. Yeah. What was it called?
Little House.
Yeah. That Steve actually, we did a Korean version of. Mm-hmm. So Steve sang that song
sang
in Korean.
One in Korean, yeah.
So it was like the bonus track on the record, right?
Yeah.
English version, yeah. Korean version.
Not as ridiculous of a question as it seemed originally, is it? Cool. Let's get to Neon Signs. This is the latest from Pen Pal Aloha. You listen to it on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Yeah.
Neon Signs by Pen Pal Aloha off the upcoming EP Pacific. Comes out on Thursday, May 29th, which coincides with the release show at Red Gate. Great little venue. And you guys got a fun lineup of bands playing. You want to tell us a little bit about who's joining you on stage?
Yeah, so we've got Fuzzy Sundays, which I've actually never... Lee's familiar, like you've seen them play a few times.
Yeah, they're friends of mine.
So friends of Lee's. But yeah, stoked to have them. And then we have Kites on Mars and Autonomous Apes. So yeah, it should be an evening of good times, good music.
Yeah. I've seen, I saw like an early version of Kites on Mars before.
Yeah.
I think they were called Within Rust.
Oh, it did.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's the same singer, and I think there's some carryover with some of the musicians, but not all of them.
Yeah.
And like they were really interesting musicians live, but Autonomous Apes is probably the one I've seen the most recent, aside from you guys. And they're like fun stoner band, if I remember correctly.
They're busy, they're always doing stuff. I think they just came off this past summer. They went on like a little mini tour and. Yeah, it'll be a first time playing with them, and actually with all these bands. But yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Saw them at the Roxy, not gonna lie.
Who's that?
Autonomous Apes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So not all weird days? Times at the Roxy. They remind me, Jesse. They remind me of who's hanging with Melting Witch. Do you remember that band?
A little bit. Anyways, War Baby.
War Baby, yeah. They were a little bit of War Baby where it's like if Nirvana was just a little more harder, like a little metaller.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely have the Nirvana.
Yeah. They got a little bit
for sure.
A little bit to it. Anyways, that's going to be a really, really fun show. Tickets are available at the door.
Yeah, and online.
And online.
Yeah.
TV.
TV, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so buy those tickets online. Save yourself $5 at the door.
Now, are you guys doing a physical release for this EP, or is it just digital and you got a boatload of merch?
Okay.
Me? Yeah, no, just digital. Digital release, but yeah, we just got some t-shirts made.
Yeah.
Two new styles of t-shirt, some stickers, and then something else that I don't know what the Canadian version is, but I don't know what you call it. Buttons?
Yeah.
Pins?
Buttons.
Badges.
Badges?
Badges.
Is that what you call them, badges?
In the UK, they're called pins, right?
I think so. I forget.
Pins sounds more punk.
I'm so muddled up these days.
Pins.
Yeah, well, you know, look circular.
I advocate for calling them badges now.
Badges.
Badges.
Well, but a badge.
They call them badges.
A badge is a thing, though.
Yeah, a badge is an actual. That's.
So.
Right? That you stitch on, right? Maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe.
Although you did say you loved the police, so badges, you know?
That's true.
Very true. The first pro cop band on the show. Wow. Just joking, fellas.
I think that's it for merch, though, right?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just the digital release. We got some shirts and we got.
Shirts are cool. You posted them online.
Yeah, they turned out really well. Like we went through some we went through Dad's Printing, which is this kind of found. We were trying to find something that was reasonable. It's
within budget.
Within budget. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we're really happy with how they turned out. So
nice.
What goes into designing and like picking the designs for the merch?
One of the t-shirts is one of the t-shirts just the EP design.
Yeah.
So that was quite straightforward.
Yeah, just the cover.
There you go, done. And then the other one, we kind of just came up with an idea. Because we have a little character called Pen Pal.
Space Pal.
Space Pal. Space Pal. He's a little spaceman, space person that is reaching out for an envelope, I think. Right, so anyway, so that's our little character now. So he's on... The new t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I think I've just...
You just gotta get to Iron Maiden level and you can have a giant like 300-foot space
Eddie.
Pal walking around.
There we go.
You know?
Yeah.
Just hire people to run the arms. Yeah, it's perfect.
I was gonna say I volunteer, but I definitely need to get paid.
Cool. Well, this is a really exciting time for you guys. Do you guys have summer plans? Because this sounds like a really great way to kind of kick off a bunch of summer festivities. Do you guys have things lined up?
I mean, we have a few shows. We have another show booked shortly after the EP release. So Thursday, we're playing at Reggae, and then Saturday, we're playing at The Wolf the first time in Maple Ridge. And then June, we've got another show lined up at Grey Lab, which will be our first time playing there.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
And then we're recording straight after that.
Yeah, so we're gonna go back recording. Into the studio, and we got another batch of songs that we want to get out. So.
Well, you did reveal the secret earlier that you play a bunch of shows and then go and record.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all that we have lined up. But yeah, it'd be fun to do some more, you know. Definitely some more stuff in the summer as well, but nothing is locked down at the moment.
Yeah,
it'd be cool to do a festival or something.
Yes,
like that, right?
It would be really fun to get onto something. Yeah,
the dream is always to play outside in shorts and sunglasses.
Yes,
just like so cool,
just melting in the sun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The band that Jamie and I were talking to you about off. Well, while music was playing, Scramble Debutante, that we were in, our first ever show was in a park in Delta, opening for a public screening of the movie The Sandlot. Yes.
Amazing, amazing.
We wore shorts, all downhill sunglasses. Amazing. It was cool. that's rad. It was Maple Ridge?
Yes.
Is that where the Wolf is? Yeah. Have you guys played out there at all? Like, I don't.
This
I have
will be
no.
Our first time. Yeah.
I have no idea what the scene is like out there.
The furthest we've gone. It's not so far for me, but for you guys.
Yeah.
Poco.
Yeah,
what was it? Poco. What was the place called?
We played at
what's it called?
The Bennett.
The Bennett, which is
it's a good venue.
Now it's gone. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, R.I.P.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
But that was the furthest out we've gone.
The boonies for these guys.
it's interesting because. You know, we are the Vancouver mixtape, and we're very focused, you know, on the Vancouver music scene.
Yeah.
But sometimes that is to the detriment of, you know, like there are, you know, so many bands are from Vancouver, even if they're not from Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to have like a place like Bullies or places in the outlying cities that, like, to my knowledge, there isn't really like. A place to go see shows in Burnaby, you know, like to see like
totally.
Like sort of like local level bands playing in that same way. And I think you know, part of that is because you can just go to Vancouver or whatever, but I think Bullies and places like that sort of show that there is an appetite and like there's an appetite for those events within the community and also a willingness for people who don't live in New West to like go to a show in New West. Right.
We'll have to check back in. I want to know how it goes at The Wolf. I would love to go see bands playing in those spots because a lot of those bands in those areas, like, just those are the venues they play, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I remember Abbotsford used to have a pretty bumping scene for things like that. But
yeah, well, did we get invited? I got asked to go out to Abbotsford and play something a while ago? Or maybe Hope?
Oh, man.
It was a while ago.
We
were debating about whether to travel that far.
Oh, maybe it was Chilliwack. It was Chilliwack.
Mm.
It was what's the coffee shop where they have? No, it's not a coffee shop. It's a brewery. What's the place in Chilliwack? I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Do you guys know?
Don't know.
No.
Yeah. No.
They have like a bunch of shows. But we
said no.
We didn't.
It was a bit far to go.
We're doing a worldwide tour here. Chilliwack.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's I love hearing about the scenes like outside of Vancouver because like you kind of get stuck in the circle.
Yeah, totally. Theory. Yeah, I mean the bands that we're gonna be playing with on the 31st at the Wolf, I think they're both from Abbotsford. I think I know one of them is.
Okay.
So yeah, should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Abbotsford used to have and still does to an extent like a really strong punk scene, like its own sort of independent thing.
The OPP, Open Letters,
Jelly Boys.
Oh yeah, those are bands.
Do they have? They don't. It seems from what I've seen, anyways. It seems like they don't have a lot of venues out there.
Yeah, no, it was mostly like house shows and things like that. But I don't know what's still going on. I know that there's a a campus community radio station in Abbotsford, CFUV.
Okay. CIVL.
Sorry, CFUV's University of Victoria. Anyway. And they put on like a festival every year, and they are pretty engaged with the independent music scene there. And it's like you have described, it's far enough out that, you know, it's kind of a pain for Abbotsford bands to come all the way out to Vancouver to play a show, and it's kind of a pain for Vancouver bands to come out there. So they are sort of distinct, but connected. So,
It's
cool. Maybe we need to do an Abbotsford edition.
The Abbotsford mixtape.
Yeah, our farm team.
Our farm team. cool. Let's play. I think we have time for one more song. Can I make the request for the song?
Absolutely.
Because I love Minnesota. That is my jam. And I believe that's off of... Oh, you got pulled up there! Anything you tell us about Minnesota before? This was on the last EP.
Yes. Yeah. And Time Will Be All Right. Yeah. This song is all, I mean, kind of, it's pretty clear, I think, through the lyrics. It's all about the, you know, the George Floyd incident and just police brutality and all the, like, there was just so much stuff going on at that time. You know, I think Trump was, you know, all this, those kind of crazy things going on. Yeah. The storming of the White House and... So I think with all that in mind, it just kind of, this song was written. Yeah.
Sometimes that's the best way to process what's going on in this crazy world.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. This is Minnesota from In Time Will Be All Right by Pen Pal Aloha, who are with us here live in studio on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Yeah.
We're back. That was Minnesota by Pen Pal Aloha. And we're, unfortunately, right up at the end of the show. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah, we really, really appreciate it.
You are playing the release show for your new EP, Pacific.
Correct.
That is Thursday, May 29th at Red Gate. Mm-hmm. What else do people need to know?
Doors at 7. Mm-hmm. Show starts at
8.
And for those of you that miss the release show, you're again in Maple Ridge on the 31st.
Mm-hmm. At the Wolf.
At the Wolf.
And then June 19th.
June 19th at Grey Lab.
At Grey Lab. Yeah.
And where can people find the new record once it's out on the 29th?
You can find it on all the streaming platforms, and as well as, I mean, it'll be up on YouTube and Bandcamp and, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Everything, yeah. Yeah. Should be easy to find.
People can pay you money for it on Bandcamp.
They can pay money. Yeah,
give
money.
The boys money. And last thing, where on socials can people find you?
The usuals. Instagram. Facebook.
It's just like at Pen Pal Aloha, huh?
Yeah.
Do we have a LinkedIn page?
Not yet.
Yeah, working on it right now.
Yeah. Essential part to being in any band. Well, thank you very much, guys, for coming on down to the studio and joining us today. It's been an absolute blast, and good luck on the 29th. I'm looking forward to hearing the full record.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. And out there, we'll be back. We love you. See you later.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca. CJ.